This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Max Lawrence graced the stage at Joy's very own live music event, Queer AF, and absolutely smashed it. They're set to do the same at their midsummer event, Fountain, on at the Abbotsford Convent from February 3rd to 5th. And here to tell us more is Max Lawrence. Max, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hello. How are you?
We are very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Max, before we get into Fountain, thank you so much again for performing at Queer AF. What a night.
It was so much fun. Like, I think I was telling you, like, I had a cry during Cry Club set because I was so happy with, like, it was just such a joy-filled room. Like, literally joy.
We nailed the brief.
Filled room. Yeah, honestly. It just felt so wonderful for, like, the community to be coming together and just celebrating over live music and, yeah, I don't know. I just had a really, really great time. So thank you for having me.
Max, let's talk Fountain. It's a little different to what we're used to seeing from you. What can we expect?
Yeah, so it's an orchestral arrangement of all of my music with the Forest Collective. They're a beautiful orchestra and we'll be performing all of my music and heaps of new music at the Abbotsford Convent. And it's all about, like, healing and approaching the world with fluidity, and I've just been working on heaps of music that's not as, like, you know, dance pop, and it's just more orchestral. Like, I'm really inspired by people like Bjork and all those really orchestral, beautiful sounds.
Max, what's it like working with, like, a whole almost big band? You know, you've got this orchestra instead of, say, backing tracks or smaller bands.
It's so wonderful. We did another show like this called Chlorophyll in 2020. That was our first time working together. And honestly, hearing my music with, like, the flutes, the strings, the woodwinds, and everything there, like, it got really emotional, and it just sounds so lush and rich and organic and beautiful. And it's so wonderful to work with such a big team of people all kind of wanting to make, you know, my music come to life.
A full band sounds absolutely amazing. Can we expect to see some dancing as well?
maybe, I don't know. Like, depending on how the show comes together, it could be fun to have some, like, contemporary lyrical, you know, stuff happening around the room. You never know. Could swindle some friends into some funny dances.
Amazing. We're chatting to musician Max Lawrence about their upcoming midsummer event, Fountain, at the Abbotsford Convent. Max, it sounds like it's going to be really quite an experience, and perhaps not what we're traditionally used to with a Max Lawrence performance with, you know, dancing and choreography, but it will be powerful in its own right. Where do you get your inspiration from for your songs?
All over the place. I'm definitely really inspired by art pop musicians like Kate Bush and Bjork and Bowie and people like that. But then also I love electronic music. And in terms of, like, inspiration, just taking it from nature or my relationships or just kind of whatever strikes. But this show specifically was all about, like, fluidity and the self. Yeah.
Max, I love the idea that you take your ideas and your inspiration from nature and also combining that with healing as well. So what are you hoping audiences will get from their time at Fountain?
I really want it to be something you step into and forget everything else and just be present with the music, with me and with us, and for us to go on a journey and be reflective and consider, you know, vulnerability and moving that feeling around your body and what that can feel like. And, you know, the act of moving that around your body means you kind of move through some deeper feelings. And I would love for that to happen. That similar kind of thing happened last time in Chlorophyll, which is also about some similar healing themes. And some people had really big emotional responses, which meant the world to me. So that was really cool. So hopefully that happens again.
It sounds, you know, after all of COVID and everything that everyone's been through, it sounds like the absolute perfect event to go to.
Yeah, I reckon.
The other thing is it sounds experiential rather than, you know, a performance or a concert. You know, you're immersed in the music.
Mm. Well, yeah, like I really want to create that environment that can happen. Yeah, totally.
Max, it sounds absolutely amazing. Thank you so very much for taking the time to chat with us this afternoon.
Yay. No, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I'm really keen for the show.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Max.
Warren and I have literally been mouthing to each other. We really want to go.
Yeah, please, actually come. I'd love to be there.
Absolutely. That's Max Lawrence, musician and performer. And Fountain is on at Abbotsford Convent as part of Midsummer from February 3rd to the 5th. And for more info, you can head to abbotsfordconvent.com.au or midsummer.org.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.